This is Ian Griffin with Professionally Speaking and another ProTrack Profile. I'm here at the ProTrack 2012 class with Jag Randhawa. Hi Jag, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Well, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to speak to us here about your focus in professional speaking. I understand is mainly to do with innovation. Could you elaborate on that a bit?
Sure, yes. I was, in 2008, just like everybody else, struggling with employee engagement. Just as we all know, that 2000 recession hit everyone pretty hard, and we had to do layoffs, cost cuts, etc. And I was struggling with, how do I keep my employees engaged? How do I make sure that the ones that I have left with stay with me? I started to involving them more and more in developing new solutions, asking them for ideas. And down the road, in about a year, it turned into an innovation program, an open innovation program, where the employees come up with an idea, they execute it, they vote on it, what's the best way to get the value and give back to the organization.
So are you talking about a company that you owned, or is this a division in a company, an employer where you were working?
No, I work for an insurance company. It's a professional liability insurance company, and I run the IT department. I'm vice president of IT for an insurance company.
So you were looking for ways to get IT employees to engage more actively in their job through becoming involved in open innovation. Can you give us an example of the kind of practical activities that resulted from that?
Absolutely. One thing, just technology in today's day and age is everywhere. And so every organization knows the value of technology. Today, consumer is so tech savvy. They want to interact with the organization through technology. So that puts technology at the heart of doing business. And that now, given with the cloud initiatives and many other technologies, they have matured to the level that you can play with them, see if it works for you. You do not have to have heavy investments. For example, we just implemented Skype for video conferencing. We didn't have to pay anything. We realized that people really like it. Then we start paying $10 a month. That's it. And that has completely changed the culture within our department and in the organization. That's just one example. And we've done numerous things that ranged from anywhere saving $500,000 a year, just going paperless. That's another technology initiative. We have also implemented a customer portal that the customer can engage with us. We have implemented digital signature. Just so happened that somebody came up with an idea that, hey, I signed my house paper digitally. Can we implement something like that in the company? So yeah, why not? We have an insurance application that somebody has to fill out every year. Now they sign it digitally.
So do you see this experience you've had over the last few years in your insurance company as something that you want to build a speaking career on, to take this message out to the wider world?
More than a speaking career, I just want to give back something to the community. And it started with that, okay, I want to do something good with my life, and speaking is one way to get the message out or teach others what I have learned.
Well, talking of speaking, here we are at the National Speakers Association, Northern California ProTrack, and you've been involved now for 6 months into the year. How's it been working out as you've come to these classes?
I love it. I had no idea there is so much to becoming a speaker. I have learned a lot, and there are so many wonderful speakers. Every day I come, I go back with something new, and I'm becoming a better speaker. I'm becoming a better writer. I know how to reach to my audience. I know how to tailor my message so that they get something out of my engagement.
Well, that's great. Thanks for sharing that with us. Thanks.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks for taking time.